Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we wrap up the final day in the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ. Today's topic is kind of the capstone, if you will, on all of the areas we've looked at and how our words ought to be chosen. And today's topic is to choose God's words. Back in the Old Testament, there's a guy that, if you're familiar with Bible stories, particularly children's Bible stories, you may know a different character in the story even better than him. You may have heard of his donkey, but a guy named Balaam, who was warned by his donkey that there was an angel guarding the path that he was about to take. But really what leads up to that is Balaam is being asked to prophesy words that the people want to hear. And he tells them, he says, must I not speak the words that God puts in my mouth? And so initially, at least, he's reluctant, resistant even to saying anything other than God's words. Eventually, with enough persuasion and monetary incentives and whatever else could be applied, he decides, well, I'll go. And, well, God may have a good message for me to give them by the time I get there. And it's on that journey that he encounters this angel that his donkey saves him from destruction by speaking to him, the donkey. But I wonder, we read that and we think, as a children's story, it's so easy to get focused on this talking donkey that we sometimes miss the reality of life. Because there are things that work diligently to persuade us to choose something other than God's words. You know the story. You know the drill. You've experienced it. You've probably said it. I have. It goes something like this. I know what God's word says, but... And then you go on with whatever it is you want to say, what you believe, what you wish his word would say. And we do that at times to make people feel better. We do that at times to excuse our own sin. We do that at times to make our own path. But sometimes it's for us. Sometimes it's somehow thinking it makes God's word more acceptable to somebody else, but it's not God's word anymore when we add that. But it's our words. And as we consider words which honor Christ, it's important that we are familiar with God's words to the point that we can say, must I not speak the words that God puts in my mouth? Well, God doesn't put words in my mouth. Are you sure? And if he doesn't, why not? I asked the question in the devotional journal, how often do you pause before you speak? To think, to pray, to listen. because of brain wiring is really the initial reason. My speech pattern tends to be very full of pauses. I pause before I say anything. And then as I speak, there's a lot of pauses that are kind of built into it. Now, the downside of that in the culture especially that we live in is far too often, and really a majority of the time, if people, especially if people don't know me, the initial assumption is I have nothing to say. I have nothing to add. He didn't speak right up. Or even when I do speak up and start, there's usually an interruption because I pause. And the assumption is he's done. Because we're so accustomed to jumping right in with a flurry of words that goes nonstop until we're out of breath. God says, where there's a multitude of words, sin abounds. And I think one of the reasons behind that is because of that lack of a pause, that lack of a time to listen, to pray, to seek God, to filter our words through His Spirit, to spend time reflecting. You see, our goal when we choose words which honor Christ ought to be that example of Jesus that fills us. As He's tempted by Satan in the wilderness, following His 40 days of fasting and prayer, and Satan comes along and offers Him things that, well, would be rather enticing. And yet each response is filled with God's words. Words that came from Scripture, words that He knew, words that He believed, words that He trusted. And He was able to do so, yes, because He was the Son of God, but I believe more importantly, as God's Son became flesh, it was because He spent time with his Father on a regular basis. He was familiar with God's words. Not simply because He was there when they were spoken, but because as a man He listened. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to really think through. Ask God to help you examine the pauses in your speech. Have Him help you examine how often you put qualifications on God's Word. You make exceptions that fit what you want rather than God's Word actually says. I'm not talking about being a legalistic, make up your own rules as you go. I mean, that was the Pharisees who kind of took the law of God and not only demanded it be lived by everyone, but amplified it, added to it, made it a burden. So sometimes we use those, I know what God's Word says, but to excuse behavior that we know is against God's Word. But sometimes we are able to use that to clarify what God really means because He said so. Jesus used it. But He was using it to define because the people had it all messed up. You remember in the Sermon on the Mount. I know that God's word says, thou shalt not murder, but I tell you, if you hate your brother, you've committed murder in your heart. See, he wasn't using that, but to excuse sinful behavior, he was using it to clarify, this is really what God meant. This was the heart of what he was getting at. It was taking the legalistic, I have to be very careful not to kill someone, but I'll live a life of hatred. And Jesus says, no, the application of God's word is that you learn to love, you learn to respect, you learn to honor. And so when I talk about applying the words of God, I'm not talking about a legalistic letter of the law. I'm talking about a knowledge of God's intentions. And we only get that as we spend time in His Word and prayer through His Spirit. See, when we want to choose words that we've been talking about all month, we get to those by choosing God's words, by sticking with it, by becoming so filled with His Word. I always loved the picture of one of the prophets. God has him write His words on the scroll and says, eat it. You want to talk about being filled with God's Word literally. But it's really a picture of what God desires for you and for me, is that we consume God's Word, that it becomes a part of the very fibers of our being. And so as we live life, as we represent Jesus, we pause, we think, we pray, and we choose God's words to share with others. Would you spend some time praying with me today? Father, thank you that you are a good God who have given us your words, who has filled us with your Spirit so we can understand your words, that we can know that what we hear and read and see in Scripture comes from you. Father, forgive us for those times where we know what your word says, but we want to redefine it to suit our own purposes. Father, help us to live by your word in a way that is right and true and loving. May we not use your words as a club or a legalistic tool to confine or burden people. But may we share the freedom that we found, as James puts it, as we've gazed into your perfect law, which gives us freedom. May we share that freedom that's found in your word. Well, not freedom to do whatever we want, not freedom to say whatever we want, but freedom from the burdens, the sin, the separation from you. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our churches, our communities. I pray that we would use your words with them. That we would not only model the time spent in your word, but we would grow in the time that we spend together in your word. That we would look to you, we would listen to what your words are as we speak with our children, as we teach them, as we train them, as we discipline them, as we help them to grow. May the truth of your words always be in our mind and on our lips. Father, today as I pray for so many people, we are bombarded with words and messages and images that not only are not filled with your words, they don't even contain your words. And yet it's so easy to let those fill us. And we've become so filled as a culture that we're overflowing with anger and hatred and confusion. Father, as we approach the final few weeks before this national election here in the United States, I pray that it would be your words that flow from us, that we would not participate in the sharing of hatred and division and of anger, that we would speak truth and love, that your words that care for the oppressed and the brokenhearted would come from us, that your words that value life would come from us, that we would value those that are yet to be born, and we would value those that are living in poverty, we would value those that are broken and hurting, we would value those that are doing well. That all of these categories that we like to put people into would be valued because they've been created in your image. And because they're valued, we want life for them. And life is only found through Jesus. So, Father, may our compassion drive us to speak for those who can't speak and to share Jesus with those who can listen. Father, today, may we lift up Jesus in everything we say and everything we do. May our words be filled with your words so that he is seen and that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. It wraps up the Watch Your Mouth devotional we've been going through, and so we'll see tomorrow where I head next and where God would lead that. Next week, I'll be back in Louisiana helping with some disaster relief. And so as before, not certain of internet connection. I may shift, as I did then, to an evening update that's a little shorter to conserve the internet that I might have available. So if you show up next week in the mornings looking for a live broadcast and it doesn't come, that's likely will be the case. I'll try to keep you updated on Facebook as to those live feeds, as to how that'll happen. But wanted to kind of give you a heads up. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.